This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. This is our blizzard edition of the Baseball Insider. Andy, how are you weathering the off season?
Well, not too well, Bill, as I would say. It's 2018. The calendar has turned. It's the same old Red Sox in 2017. But what a better way to spend a snowy Thursday than talking baseball with you, Bill.
Absolutely. Well, the free agent search, it's not at a fast pace with the Red Sox as they try to add some power, or we hope that they try to add some power to their lineup. Where do we stand, Andy?
Well, we kind of stand where we stand last time we spoke. They really haven't done anything. They did re-sign Mitch Moreland to a two-year deal. He did hit 20 home runs for the team last year. I was really surprised by that move. I thought they were going to go elsewhere and replace first base with more of a power source. But the big name on the market still that they seem to be still linked to is outfielder J.D. Martinez, who split time last year between the Tigers and the Diamondbacks, hit 45 home runs last year. Sources say the Red Sox have offered Martinez a five-year deal, but Martinez's agent, Scott Boras, he's looking for a seven-year deal worth an average of $30 million a year. So we'll have to see if they can agree to meet in the middle. But if they even do agree to a contract and Martinez does come to the Red Sox, that means there has to be another move made, because by signing Mitch Moreland, that means Hanley Ramirez is your DH. Who knows if J.D. Martinez even wants to be a DH at this point? They say he wants to still play in the outfield. That's part of his decision-making, where he's going to go. So that means you'll have four outfielders for three spots. The Red Sox are going to have to trade somebody. So to me, by signing Mitch Moreland, it has put the Red Sox, or at least Dave Dombrowski's put the Red Sox, pretty much back into a corner. Because the also residual effect of Hanley Ramirez is, if he reaches 497 plate appearances, his contract automatically renews for 2019 at $22 million. If he doesn't reach that plateau, he's not going to be a member of the Red Sox next year. So if you bring on an extra bat like a Martinez, say he becomes the DH, Hanley's going to be on the bench, and he's not going to be happy about it. So then you're going to have, you know, someone in the clubhouse that's not happy. So there's a lot of moving parts right now with the Red Sox, and who knows where it's all going to finish up. But Dave Dombrowski usually does something, and I don't think it's only going to be Mitch Moreland.
Well, my life just got more complicated. I thought I was just going to have to worry about shoveling. Okay. All right, Andy. Take us through some other Red Sox notes here on this fourth day of January.
Well, with the winter weather out there, I do want to let folks know if you were planning on going to the fourth annual Red Sox Winter Weekend at Foxwoods, which is January 19th to the 21st, think again. For the first time in the event's history, it has been sold out. So unless you already have your tickets to head to Foxwoods that weekend, you can stay home and watch it on Ness, and they usually do coverage of it on the Saturday of that weekend. But there's quite a list of players attending this year's Winter Fest. You have 24 members of the active roster attending, including Dustin Pedroia, Andrew Benintendi, Xander Bogaerts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Chris Sale, David Price. Our new manager, Alex Cora, will be in attendance along with his coaching staff. And then there's many Red Sox alumni will be there as well, including Hall of Famers Pedro Martinez, Jim Rice, Carlton Fisk, Wade Boggs, as well as Dennis Eckersley. And, of course, the other fan favorites, David Ortiz, Jason Veritek, Tim Wakefield, Luis Tiant, Fred Lynn, they've all committed to the weekend event.
All right. Andy, any other? I know you have a note here on Red Sox home runs by position players, comparing them to the Yankees, which may turn around next year a little bit. But what do you think?
Well, I hope it does, Bill. But, we're talking about acquiring a J.D. Martinez or a power sword. Just to kind of put in perspective, the Red Sox last year had 14 of their position players combined for 166 total home runs. And between Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, and Gary Sanchez of the New York Yankees, those three players combined alone hit 144 last year. So that kind of shows you the power sources that the Yankees have. And we're not even getting into a Greg Bird or a Didi Gregorius, who are guys that are going to hit over 20 home runs as well in a season. So it just shows you the lack of power on this Red Sox roster, and we'll have to see if Dombrowski can make a move to improve that. But it is kind of alarming when you see three players having almost as many home runs as 14 of your regular position players in one season.
No, absolutely. Wow. Also, two of the biggest names in Red Sox slugging history, Ted Williams and David Ortiz, are in the news. In what way?
Well, Ted Williams, he had some letters he wrote while he was in the military in Korea to a mistress of his down in Florida, and she has put those letters up for auction. They're actually being auctioned off. They were auctioned off yesterday. I haven't seen the results yet of this at the Saco River Auction House in Maine. I'm not sure what the weather, if they've delayed that auction, but you could be interesting to see how much money those letters brought in for whatever reason. She's selling it for herself or if it's going to charity. It wasn't specified. But then David Ortiz, coming up at the end of the month, he will be starring in a 10-episode reality show called Big Poppy Needs a Job. It's on Fusion. Again, it debuts on Wednesday, January 31st. I don't think Big Poppy needs a job, but it should be interesting. I don't even know if I have Fusion on my cable system. I don't know where you find it. So we have to, as they say, check your local listings. But I think that would be pretty entertaining to see David Ortiz doing whatever he's going to be doing. I know they saw a few clips of some highlights. He's going to be doing tours at Fenway and, you know, other little things like the other odd jobs here and there. So that should be quite entertaining, I would think.
You know, I think I do have Fusion, believe it or not. I don't know why, but I think that I do. So that I'm excited now.
Oh,
okay.
Well, there you go. You got your winter all planned up.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I'm going to run to my DVR as soon as we hang up here. All right, Andy. I know one of the things that you touch with us on the countdown to 2018 season and spring training and so on. Where are we at right now, Andy, on the 4th of January?
Well, let's warm everybody up right now. Let you know that the equipment truck leaving for Fort Myers February 5th, so just a little over a month from today. Spring training officially 41 days away as pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers February 14th. First full squad workouts February 19th. The first spring training game as the Sox play BC and Northeastern February 22nd. And, of course, opening day now 84 days away, Thursday, March 29th in Tampa. Home opener 91 days away, Thursday, April 5th. Again, against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, with the March opening, albeit end of March, there's only one full month in between now and the baseball season, and that, albeit a very short month, the shortest month of the year. So, yeah, forget the snow. It's almost springtime.
We'll be there before you know it. We'll be watching the Local 9.
All right, we're here with Andy Carbone talking baseball on our Baseball Insider, and Andy, around Major League Baseball, what do you have for notes for us right now?
Well, again, the free agent market overall in Major League Baseball has been pretty quiet. Was barely moved. There's been some relief pitching. Other than that, it's been very quiet. So the one big note, the Colorado Rockies signed relief pitcher Wade Davis, 3-year, $52 million contract. He was the closer last year for the Cubs. Davis now has the largest annual average salary ever given to a relief pitcher. Then there was a trade since the last time we talked. It was quite interesting. The Tampa Bay Rays, they've traded the face of their franchise, third baseman Evan Longoria. He went to the Giants for four players. Orioles closer Zach Britton, he ruptured his Achilles tendon while working out. He's going to be out 4 to 6 months. There was talk that the Orioles were trying to even trade Britton over the offseason, so of course that is going to curtail those plans. And former Red Sox third baseman Will Middlebrooks in the news. He has now moved to another team. He has signed a minor league contract with the Philadelphia Phillies.
You also have a note on Cole Hamill. This is a great story on what he's done.
It certainly is. Rangers pitcher Cole Hamels and his wife donated their mansion and 100 acres of land in southwest Missouri to a charity that provides camps for children with special needs and chronic illnesses. I mean, that is just above and beyond anything that anyone could ever think of doing. So that was quite a gesture that he did. And you got to give him a thumbs up on that one.
And finally, Dick Enberg, who closed out kind of his broadcast career with the Padres as a television broadcaster. But Andy, did he start with the Angels many years ago? I'm trying to think that maybe he didn't. But so he kind of got into baseball a little bit late, but a classic, you know, one of the best play-by-play announcers of all times passing away in the past week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. He passed away at the age of 82 back on December 21st at his home in California. He was actually getting ready to fly to Boston to visit his grandchildren. And they say he was waiting for his car to come pick him up, and they think he said for a heart attack. His bags were packed. He was waiting by the door, so it's kind of a, you know, sad way to hear how he went. But, yeah, he worked for NBC, CBS, ESPN over the years, worked for 50 years in broadcasting. He did start with the California Angels broadcasting Major League Baseball. He worked for them from 1969 to 78. Then, of course, he went on to work for NBC with the Game of the Week and the MLB playoffs. He covered all kinds of sports between Super Bowls, Wimbledon's, NCAA championship games. He was the Ford Frick winner of the Baseball Hall of Fame back in 2015. And he also won equivalent honors in the Football and Basketball Hall of Fames.
Yeah, really a spectacular career on at so many different levels. And, you know, I saw a quote about him, Andy, the other day, a few weeks ago, I guess, but that when he showed up at a game or an event, he made it so big in the sense that it was the event, not him. And in I think that's the way it is. You don't remember him making tons of memorable comments necessarily, but you do remember, you know, you never had any gripes about the way he called a game and the way he treated a game. You knew you were at a big game when he was on.
Absolutely, definitely a class act, and many people in the industry said he was very helpful to them trying to get into the business and prove their standing in the business, always answer questions, always there for people. So, not many people out there like that. So he, definitely a great talent's gone.
And the one other Boston tie-in with this is that when Don Orsello left Nesson a year or so ago, he took the place of Dick Enberg, more or less. I think he had an interim year there where Dick was still there, but more or less he was there to take Dick Enberg's spot when he retired from the Padres booth.
Yeah, very interesting connection with the Red Sox and the fact that he was coming to Boston before he passed away. So you have a little hometown connection with Dick Enberg.
Yeah, all right. Let's not book a flight to San Diego.
We'll pass on that one right now. But I might take my chances with the weather. If we can get out of here, maybe that's a better option.
You're right. All right, Andy. Hey, one last thing, Andy. I got to ask you about this, and that is the Yankees. You know, I was surprised they fired manager Joe Girardi. They had a strong finish to the end of last year, but now they're even better than last year. And are they the favorites now in the AL East?
Oh, no question right now. They are. With adding Giancarlo Stanton, that just makes that lineup more powerful. And the Red Sox really haven't improved that much. Granted, the Red Sox come in as AL East defending champions. But Red Sox, obviously, they kind of struggled toward the end, and they kind of petered out in the playoffs. And the buzz is around the Bronx right now, and they'll definitely be the favorite going. I think that they're going to make another move or two before the offseason's over. So they're definitely the favorites going in.
Yeah, I hope they get some cash down there in New York. Okay.
They may need some after all these moves.
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, there he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us. This is MSONewsSports.com.